This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. More than 50 countries and organizations have promised to give more than $5 billion to help Haiti rebuild after an earthquake destroyed much of the country in January. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the amount of money was greater than expected. Mr. Ban, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Haitian President René Préval led a conference of donors at the UN Wednesday. The Secretary General said nations and their international partners promised $5.3 billion for the next 2 years and almost $10 billion in total. The United States promised more than $1 billion. The European Union said it would give more than $1.5 billion. Mr. Ban urged the donors to carry out their promises. He said the donors must make sure Haiti gets the money it needs when it needs it, and they must guarantee that the money is well spent. The money will be used to meet emergency needs such as water, food, and shelter for homeless people in Haiti. It will also be used to rebuild Haiti's infrastructure, its important systems and services. These include transportation and communications systems, water and power lines, and public institutions, including schools and hospitals. The money will also create new jobs and put the country on the road to sustainable development. It is expected to take 10 years and more than $11 billion to finish the job. Secretary Clinton said donors and the government of Haiti showed a new level of international support, coordination, and cooperation. Haitian President René Préval expressed his thanks and said the Haitian people and government would do their part to make the country's rebuilding a success. Haiti's government will have the major responsibility for supervising those plans. It will work closely with international partners, including the United Nations, the United States, and international financial organizations. The huge earthquake that struck Haiti killed more than 230,000 people. It left more than 1 million other people homeless in a nation where most citizens were already living in deep poverty. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, with reporting by Margaret Bashir. You can comment on this story and other programs at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.